The U.S. Postal Service goes to Congress this week with a transformation plan to overhaul the way the agency handles mail. The Postal Service is in serious need of transformation after losing nearly $2 billion last year. More losses are anticipated this year, despite a planned increase in postage rates that takes effect this summer. In addition to cost-cutting efforts, the Postal Service is trying to increase business with a new promotional campaign, NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The television commercial shows an eager young high school student dashing out to the mailbox. He flips through several letters before he finds the one he's looking for, hesitates for a moment, then rips it open. A smile spreads across the young man's face as he reads the letter from the college admissions office.
The next 4 years, brought to you by the United States Postal Service.
Mom, I got in!
Advertising manager Larry Speaks says the commercial is the first in what will be a series of ads built around that same theme, brought to you by the U.S. Postal Service.
I don't know why we didn't think of it easier, because that's what we do, is bring stuff.
Letter carrier Herman Capena brings stuff every day. He walks 5 or 6 miles through San Diego's 92123 zip code, delivering catalogs, bills, packages, and the occasional college acceptance letter. He's noticed the Postal Service seems to be running a lot more ads now.
Which is really good. You know, it's a competition world out there. We need to publicize what we got, what we have to offer for the customers and the people.
Just what the Postal Service has to offer might be changing. A recent report by congressional investigators found the financial outlook for the Postal Service is increasingly dire, and warned that without changes, the agency might not be able to maintain universal service at reasonable rates. With nearly 900,000 employees and an ever-growing number of houses to serve, the Postal Service was already facing rising costs even before the anthrax scare added a big security bill. At the same time, the volume of mail has been shrinking thanks to the economic downturn and competition from email. Raising the price of stamps might bring in more money in the short run, but eventually it could just drive more customers away. Advertising offers an alternative way to increase revenue. Advertising professor Bruce Vandenberg of Michigan State University applauds the new Next 4 Years commercial created by the Leo Burnett Agency. He says unlike earlier Postal Service ads, which tended to focus on price, the Next 4 Years spot captures an emotion, just as Leo Burnett has done successfully in the past for other big advertisers, such as McDonald's.
It's a classic resonance kind of strategy. Pick situations that people identify with, that we all have experienced, and that we feel warm and fuzzy about, and then keep your fingers crossed.
The Next 4 Years spot comes on the heels of another emotion-packed ad, which the post office began running last November, soon after the anthrax scare. This commercial, titled Pride, shows smiling postal workers doing their jobs. As music plays, an updated version of the motto from the New York City Post Office flashes on the screen. Neither snow nor rain, nor the winds of change, nor a nation challenged will stay us from the swift completion of our appointed rounds, ever. The challenge now for the Postal Service is finding a way to live up to its commercial. Scott Horsley, NPR News.